Shut up and sit down. Well, this is it. And grats to me. I already see the first fail of the night. This is Draven Dresden. Welcome to episode 199 of Epic Fail, despite what you see on your screen, if you're looking at all. Fail! With me tonight, as normal lately, we have the one, the only, the legendary gnome, Frazzly, and also a very special guest who may or may not have known ahead of time that tonight was going to be the last one before anyone else. We have Allie from Dungeon Fables. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi. Hi. Hello.
Hello. And I'm throwing the cheese out because it's moldy now.
Did it turn blue?
Maybe. In your defense, Draven, you showed me that your image there earlier in the week, last week.
I had that done before last week, yeah.
I can't remember when you showed it to me, but if you had the 198 on there, I did not catch that.
I did that after I sent that.
But... okay, feel better then. I'm not defending you.
As well, you shouldn't.
I'm giving you a hard time.
I do not blame you at all. So what have you been up to, Allie? It's been a while since you've been on the show and since we've talked and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of 8.2 because I think it's a great patch. Not as much as I would like because podcasting kind of takes away from that gaming time concept. But I'm still really enjoying it. And I've still got, you know, maybe a couple weeks for flying, but that's okay. I'll get there. I'm loving the new zones, and I really like the new raid. My guild team is now 6 of 8, so we're getting there. We're getting there.
You said your guild team. Do you have another team?
I do. Well, yeah, I guess, kind of. I've been running with you, actually, and the Rubber Chicken Coalition from CTR.
Walk, walk, walk.
I think I got... like, officially, like, a couple months ago, I got changed from being, like, friends and family on Discord to being a raider, so I think that's official, that I'm, like, official and stuff. Either way, it's a lot of fun and a great group, and it's nice when you can find people to raid with that you enjoy raiding with, but also they try hard, and they're not jerks when someone fails and that kind of thing. So I always like finding groups like that, and they're definitely one of those.
Well, we do have someone named Euro, and they allow him to play as fire, so, I mean...
yeah, but he's usually, you know, higher in the DPS, and, you know, it's...
that's just because he outgears everybody.
Still.
If everyone had his level of gear, he wouldn't be top on the list. He'd probably still be up there, but...
if it's anything like my guild run... as much as I love my guildies with all my heart, and I don't know if any of them are going to listen to this because they don't care that I podcast. Two of them do, but three of them do, but whatever. Some of them have the higher item level, but that doesn't mean they have the rotation down, and their DPS is one of the lowest in the group. So sometimes it's not all about the item level if you don't know what you're actually doing with your class.
Well, the only reason I brought it up at all is because he plays fire, which means he doesn't know what he's doing for his class.
I get it, though. It's fire.
Yeah, oh, no. My mage is fire. I just haven't leveled it.
I think I'm a pyro at heart. I'm a pyro and a pirate, so it works out nicely. And I like that he's fire.
Mine's so fire too.
You're a pyrote?
Sure.
We'll go with that.
I like it. It's good.
I approve.
All right, how about you, Frasley? What have you been up to?
I got flying on Wednesday night.
Congrats.
So yay. I've been raiding a lot of the reps and stuff like that. So I think it was Nick who said reps are kind of like social media. So I must have made all of the reps really happy with me. So they all sent me stuff and it was really cool on that final cinematic to open up the quest to kill Jara in the Eternal Palace. That is the quest. That cinematic is what got me flying. It was like too perfect because like you're with Jaina, you're with Lorthamar, you're with Greymane. That quest was so epic. And all of a sudden, flying. So like that was the perfect payout. I didn't think I was going to get flying because I thought it was still a way to go. But I go into Nezhdar, I get one of my bodyguards up, and all of a sudden the bodyguard's like, hey, go get this chest. I do. And then the chest gives me an item. Then Jaina's like, hey, I have a quest for you. So Jaina's Bay.
No, Jaina's a Dreadlord.
No.
She might be a Bay Dreadlord, but she's still a Dreadlord.
I was going to say, she could still be Bay.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean,
hey, I mean, whatever you're into. Last week we discovered Frasley has some interesting fetishes, so.
That's true. That's true. We did. Yeah. You also discovered about Frasley.
Oh, no.
And I'm sorry, Frasley. I do this for you and to you, stating that I am truly your friend. But I also like to give you crap because everyone, Frasley the Awesome Node, did not start with Mechagon.
That's true. Now, I wanted the armor, so I have at least have a defense. But I wanted to get the armor, and the armor required the Nezhdar storyline. So I got the Nomar armor first. I didn't start with Mechagon. And I did not like Mechagon for the longest time. Believe it or not, I that zone was not my favorite. Now I don't mind it.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, I kind of revealed that on a few different podcasts, it wasn't hand-holdy in Mechagon. You kind of had to figure out where to go, and like, just tell me where to go! So, I... Classic might not be the best fit for me.
Well, like I told you last time, the add-on Tomcat's Tours, or just the Handy Note add-ons with Mechagon and all that, and Nezhatar.
For sure.
I need to download that.
Yeah, helps you out a bit. As for me, besides my raid team still not killing Ashara because people don't understand what "don't let the spears hit the poles in the room" mean. I got exalted with both reps this week.
Nice!
That sucked. I will agree with your social media comment. I worked harder on getting those reps than I do on social media. It's like every now and then, oh, I have something that I think is funny. I'll put that out there. And I'll say that. And then I might get a like or two. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, whatever. Every now and then I'll say something and it just blows up, but not often. Like Left Shark. Sorry, Darius.
You don't have TweetDeck open up in another window like I do.
I don't have TweetDeck at all. I just use the desktop app on Twitter.
TweetDeck is amazing. You can see everything. You can see all the accounts. All like 2,500 accounts they own.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I mean, I've only got 5 Twitter accounts, so I don't think I need it.
Here I am with my lowly 2.
Well, I mean, I've got my main 2, then I've got my one that is the same as my fake Twitch main, not really trolly account, but very few people know it's me. And then I've got a couple other accounts that I wanted to go ahead and reserve those names for, and I just never used them. So if they exist and I have access to them, I just don't use them.
One of my friends has a account that they call it their dark account. It is their avatar. The avatar is the perfect avatar of it, and I won't say who it is because I don't want to out them. But it's the perfect picture for their dark Twitter account. It's a picture of a butt. So I'm like, that is the perfect thing for your Dark account. You know what you're getting into when you sign up to view the...
That's an After Dark account, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I was saying, the word dark there could mean so many things, like dark humor.
That's true. Yeah.
That is true.
Could just be pictures taken at night.
I could do a Frosley in the dark.
That's dangerous territory, and I don't know if you want to do that, my friend.
No.
I have fun in certain Discords where they have a channel called Nudes, and I'll just randomly post blank black pictures and say, this is a picture of me at night.
Night.
I have seen you do this.
I know. And people were just like, I can't see anything. I was like, that's because it was taken at night.
And that's also the best time to go to the sun.
That's the best time to go outside is at night. Because, you know,
exactly.
You still get the, technically the sunlight if there's a moon out, because it's just reflected sunlight that you get. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to burn up. I'm out though, so.
And you might meet new friends, like Slenderman. There's a tree by my house that I swear every so often looks like Slenderman.
So, unrelated to anything podcast related, there's another, excuse me, just had dinner before, finished dinner before we went on. Anyway, there's another game out there called City of Heroes, and I literally made a Slenderman character, has never said a word, and people are freaked out every time I walk by, because most people don't know how you can just, like, RP walk, and it's toggled on nonstop for my character, for that guy, and he just, like, I log him out behind a tree all the time, and just kind of pop out.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
I know, I'm terrible. I've grouped with people and actually done stuff, and they're like, he doesn't say anything. Usually you talk to the group and stuff, but not a word.
I mean, that's a typical pug in WoW. You don't say anything to your party.
Yeah, but this is a different game.
That is true.
Everyone's like, most people will talk. And I was in a group with a party, a team or whatever, for something that took over 2 hours. And you think of that during that time, you would say something, not a word.
Yeah, I used to always try to get people in Final Fantasy 14. I used to say stuff in the group because I would try to make people laugh, because then you get those commendations for parties. And I got quite a few for making people laugh and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have a few interesting characters on that, but I haven't played it in like 2 weeks. But yeah, you said Slenderman. It just reminded me. I have one of those.
Oh, I like that. I think that would be a perfect machinima. Draven's new machinima project.
That's not going to work out. I don't have time for that right now. I have one that is a fake Venom, but it's Venom Nom Nom.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
But yeah, anyway, we should probably do a show. Because I don't really have much of anything else that I've done this week, except for, yeah, I did stuff at work, and yeah, I helped with my real-life family and, you know, dog-sitting and house-sitting and stuff. You know, the usual that is taking up 20 hours a day of my life.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, that other four, would you like to sleep? Would you like to game? Or would you like to lay in bed, try to sleep, and be like, why can't I sleep? I'll take C, please. And it gets to a point where it's like, yeah, I'm just going to get up and play on my game because I can't sleep anyway.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes. Anyway. Go ahead.
The worst was when I was sleepless in Seattle.
No, Frasley.
Okay.
No, it wasn't.
I have been to Seattle, though. But I slept because I was tired.
I've been to Seattle. Once. twice. Technically twice.
How are you technically twice in Seattle? Do we need to know this?
I was inside the city limits. I exited the city limits. I went back inside the city limits.
All okay, right, then.
So, yeah.
So I technically leave my city multiple times per day. Wow.
Well, I went out there for multiple reasons, one of which was promises to be kept, and the other was I had an issue with my bank and someone trying to use my account for what I presume was Xbox Live subscription, and I couldn't get it to cancel, like from Xbox, because I didn't have the password, and my bank, because it was an automatic recurring thing, so they wouldn't let me cancel it. I know people, and they traced it where the thing came from. He doesn't do that stuff anymore. I'm not going to go into detail as to why he doesn't do that stuff anymore, but he doesn't do that stuff anymore.
Wow. We need this as an anonymous story somewhere, but now that you said it here, I mean, like, wow.
I didn't have kindness back then. I named my sword Kindness.
Okay.
After you killed the person, right?
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Okay.
Anyway, let's do some podcast stuff. We should probably actually do some stuff and not just goof off for the entire time tonight.
But goofing off is fun.
I know.
Well, I mean, we could goof off while we talk about Disney.
Ooh, yes.
That's good. Yeah.
Why are we talking, Frazzly, why are we talking about Disney on a Blizzard podcast?
Because one of our investors in Activision Blizzard, and also one of the investors in the FFL podcast, well, they own a like 4.3 million stocks in Activision. Well, they're also a huge owner in Disney, and they said, "Hey, we own part of Activision. We own part of Disney. Why doesn't Disney buy them?" And now that's made the whole podcast community and the whole gaming community go like, no, House of Mouse, no.
Well, I mean, they own Marvel, so I don't see why everyone's so upset about it. I mean, Star Wars hasn't gone over all that well overall since Disney took over, but... Uh-oh. I don't know if I should be happy.
Chase the gnome off the show.
Well, I mean, it was either that or kick him. But yeah, Star Wars hasn't gone over well, but I think that's more internet culture these days and not the lack of quality of Star Wars.
He has things in his hand.
He does. I'm worried.
Should we know? Do we want to know?
I've got three reasons why.
Oh, dear Lord. Here we go. Bring it.
So, one is named Sully. One is named Buzz. And one is named Donald Duck. These three are for a little game called Disney Infinity. And I put so much of my time, so much of my money into. And you know what Disney did? Do you know what the lovable Disney did?
They destroyed all of Disney! They put it down, and it is nowhere to be gone, and now these characters can never go back into their game ever again.
Yes. That's my feelings on Disney. That is... They destroy everything I love about video games. Every single time.
But in terms of movies, we got things like Infinity War and Endgame, which is the number one grossing movie ever of all time now.
That is true. Okay, so if we were to... So if we get some World of Warcraft movies, Overwatch movies, and never get any more video games, yeah, it's cool. I mean...
Heard it here, folks. Frazzly is okay with no more Warcraft games. I don't think that this is going to be a sentiment shared by anyone else who's listening.
This but, coming from the gnome that has 4 podcasts, 5 podcasts.
Yep, about World of Warcraft.
Well, let's see. As long as they put out a new movie every year, he could spend every week doing about 5 minutes of the movie and just picking apart every single frame. The podcast
okay.
there.
Okay. Yeah. We can move it in. And that there'd be less game time I'd have to do because you could spend all the time watching the movie.
Hmm. Well, you'd have less game time because there would be no more games.
Yeah.
I'm not in favor of this.
I have mixed emotions. It's I do think, I mean, Cap was making the point in chat that, you know, it'd be great if they could do a Warcraft movie franchise.
Yeah.
Personally, I would love to see them be able to give Blizzard the financial means to do it in-house with their cinematic team, because I think we've all been saying that for a while because it's phenomenal. If they somehow were willing to just hands off and let Blizzard do what they wanted to do with their games, and then also in turn maybe give us Blizzard World, I'd be okay with it. I don't know how hands-off Disney would be. It is hopeful seeing how they've handled Marvel, but at the same time, that is movies, not games. So,
and I mean, it could work in the way where Star Wars is licensed out to different people. I mean, I wouldn't want the scary thing is that they would be buying Blizzard and then, because right now they license their games out to EA and stuff like that. So that is the scary part. So would they bring Blizzard on, take the cinematics team, and I mean like not the in-game, but the ones who make like the other ones, put them over with like Pixar in the Disney Animation Studios, keep the, and then also spend some stuff over into the big studios like that Marvel and all of them share. Keep the game department over here. Tell them to not touch anything. And be like, we're not going to cancel anything. You get a budget every year. You get to decide what you want to do. You're free reign on that.
As long as it stayed profitable, I don't think they'd mess with it too much, honestly. They pretty much left Marvel alone. They just like, would you guys like a ton of money? All you got to do is say you're under Disney.
Yep. And that would be really the smartest way to handle it.
I would take a ton of money.
Yeah.
And the movies are better. I think the biggest meddling you could say is Marvel has talked with Pixar's story studios to make better stories. Like you can clearly see that because the stories have definitely improved with Marvel movies since the acquisition.
I don't know that would be part of because of Disney though. That might just be Marvel got more comfortable with telling their stories cinematically. Okay. I mean, so far the biggest, I'll just say, slip up was Thor 2, and even that was, while not garbage, it's considered the worst one out of all of them. But it's still better than nearly everything that DC has put out.
Absolutely.
There's Wonder Woman, Shazam, and Aquaman. Those are the three, because the older Batman with Christian Bale, they're not DC Universe.
I enjoyed Shazam. I mean, yeah. It wasn't great, but I enjoyed
Well,
it.
I'm saying those are their best three. The two Batman movie, or yeah, the two Superman movies, the Justice League, hot garbage. From start to finish.
Never saw.
Don't. Hi, this is the Pro Marvel Con DC podcast, where we just hate on everything that isn't Marvel. No. No, there's been some issues with some of the Marvel movies that I really didn't care for. Some things felt ham-fisted and just heavy-handed, but it was in service of what did it hurt, you know? It wasn't like major plot points. It was more, oh, look at all those characters who were spread out the entire battle just happened to be in that same spot for the action shot. I'm just like, you know, it doesn't hurt anything. It's fine. But, yeah. So, if Disney bought Activision Blizzard, I probably would be more or less okay with it as long as Blizzard was left mostly untouched. But you can get rid of a lot of the Activision higher-ups.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
My only thing is, I really, like you said, like, leave Blizzard alone. Like, I know people have contemplated the possibility of combining some Blizzard things and some Disney things. For example, having Disney characters in Heroes of the Storm, for example. I don't think I would like that personally.
Yeah. I'm kind
of. I mean, maybe their own MOBA, but maybe they could just go make their own MOBA with Disney or something. But, like, I don't know if I like the idea of those two universes clashing like that.
There is one non-Blizzard character I would be okay with being put into Heroes. And that is on the condition that Nathan Fillion was still voicing him, and that is Cade Six from Destiny.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Destiny is not part of it anymore, though. Remember, Destiny pulled.
I know. Which is why I'm okay with nothing but Blizzard.
But that stuff would be awesome because Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, I mean, if awesome. Honestly, if it was Nathan Fillion voiced it, I'd probably be okay with whatever it was.
What about Sarah Silverman's character in Wreck-It Ralph?
I haven't seen Wreck-It Ralph.
Is that Disney, though? I thought it was DreamWorks.
No, that's Disney, yeah. It's not under Pixar. It's under the Disney Animations.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And they're really doing an amazing job with their animations group. I mean, that is the movies part is the and the theme parks. I've not been to Galaxy's Edge. I'm hearing both things. I've got a source who's going to Galaxy's Edge in the next couple of weeks and will tell me what they think of it. But I am. The parks and the movies are the part. And also, Thist made a good point on Convert to Raid, the merchandise. Disney is the dominant figure in merchandise. And, I mean, that would be cool to have merchandise everywhere. I mean, imagine about walking to a store. You see all your favorite franchises on store shelves. I mean, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to get a 12-inch Thrall figurine?
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Action figure, or for the girls, a doll.
Or give me the action figure, psh, whatever.
Yeah, which, I mean, it's the same thing. It's just different wording for it. I don't know, but I'll take a. How do I phrase this? I don't know what size comparison it would be, but I would take like a statue of N'Zoth.
That could be really cool.
Yeah.
Like the Overwatch statue things, like, you know, the high quality ones, not the kind of lesser ones that have been coming out.
Yeah.
But the high quality, like the Jaina one or the Reaper Widowmaker, which I need to eventually get some of those other ones. But I would take a Dissolve one.
That sounds about right. That'd be pretty cool.
I don't know where I would put it. Who am I kidding? Yeah,
behind you.
It'd be right over there.
Yeah.
It just depends on how big would it be, because we don't technically know what he looks like. We just know he has really big tentacles.
And, well, that's a given. I mean, yeah. Olga.
Yeah.
So.
And this is my hentai room. All it is N'Zoth.
I'm going to bite my tongue and not get you in trouble. How about that?
Why start now? I set it up so nicely.
I'm just gonna drink now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes?
Nope. I got nothing.
All right. You know who else doesn't have anything? Anyone going up against DeepMind, Alpha Star in StarCraft?
Yeah. Yes.
Yay, Alessander, StarCraft news. So, Alpha Star, which is the primary AI for DeepMind project, has a 95% win rate.
That's big.
Yeah, it's a game that's
a lot of wins.
Yeah, a game that tries to keep people at roughly 50% is. Yeah, I'm just glad it's not allowed to win the tournaments. It's like, yeah, you might win almost every game, but you don't get to compete in actual tournaments.
Yeah, because I was reading up on this some more last week and how, like, you don't know if you're playing against DeepMind. I mean, I was not ever showing me videos that there are ways to kind of tell if it, I mean, you kind of figure it out. And that it does affect your, if you lose against it, your, it affects your score. So, I mean, I'm that's pretty scary and pretty terrible. I mean, as you said, they can't win, but still, that you don't know. At least it's opt-in at this point.
Yeah. So my opt-in would be no. I'm not anywhere near good enough that it would matter. Because if my play level was allowed to play against DeepMind on any level, it'd be like, surrender. Why did you surrender against an AI? Because I was supposed to be fighting a person. That tells me it was against DeepMind. But it was dumbed down to 0.1% of its capacity. I know. I'm just saving myself the effort.
Yeah, I was understanding that DeepMind strats have evolved so much that, like, it learning the meta as it goes along. And yeah, it's also driving car. I did not realize that they're driving cars.
I, for one, welcome our robot overlords that Blizzard is now creating, apparently. And everyone,
well, they're helping, but they're not creating.
They're helping.
And on these automatic cars, you can now play Cuphead. I saw you can, like,
you can watch Netflix.
Like, yeah.
Hulu. None of these things are sponsors, so why do we keep naming them?
And it may be good, at least they're learning how humans work, because I was listening to Hello Internet and not Spongebob either, but it's a great podcast. It's just, it's fun rambling, but they talk about how the Teslas are so, what's the word? They don't act like a human. So, like, when you're like, do you know, like, when you're getting on the highway and you let people who are getting on in, even though they should really merge with you, the Tesla doesn't know that. So the Tesla just goes on by. So you think that the Tesla driver is a jerk because the Tesla is doing what it should do by the rule set, not what humans do.
So it drives exactly like a human does. Okay.
I'm the one to let people. I let people in. So if you ever, so.
Thank you for stopping by, Ro. Enjoy the kitties.
Yeah, all the kitties.
I saw that pic, the little video.
It's so cute. It's so cute.
First thing for those of you who don't know, Ro from Rome Podcast posted a video on Twitter. Had a whole bunch of little kittens. There was, I think, four of them. And pretty much everyone's first comment was, so, you have four new kittens?
Yeah. and Ro had the best attitude toward the cats. Like, oh, I mean, just like, he was loving the cats so much. I'm like, I've met Ro, and Ro's a great person. So it's he would make a great cat parent.
Well, crazy cat guy just doesn't have the same ring to it.
He's not crazy. He's the keeper of the scrolls.
No, I know, but it's called Crazy Cat Lady, so it just doesn't have the same ring as, you know, that.
Yeah. Crazy Cat Row?
Crazy Cat Row.
Yeah. Leave it at that. I mean, it has a little bit of a ring to it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it can do whatever.
Oh, show title. Or no, you already got the show title figured out.
Yeah.
You're getting called on chat?
Yeah, whatever.
It's wicked. I have to defend her, man.
Yeah, I try not to be wicked. Okay, Crazy Cat Daddy. That's,
yeah.
That's weird, yeah, there we go. But no, it works. Bro is the crazy cat daddy.
It sounds, it just sounds weird because I'm used to hearing Crazy Cat Lady. all we did was change one letter, I know, but
Daddy, it totally works. I like it. It's good.
I'm thinking of a kitten going up to a person. Will you be my cat, Daddy?
Just the thought of Ro being a dad. I'm just going to move on.
Yep. So, moving on. We already mentioned the they're driving cars, but we've had self-driving cars for a while. So, they're using DeepMind to basically retrain the car AI to learn to drive.
Wow. We are not as far along as we thought we were on cars.
No, I mean, cars can, for the most part, drive themselves, but it depends on the operating system, I think. Because if they're using Windows, there's just too many bugs. So the car is going to end up, oh, there's a red light, slam on the gas.
That's not what you're supposed to do?
Or it'll just blue screen, and you won't be able to go anywhere. Your car breaks down. What happened?
And if it's a Mac.
It was a Windows update. Like, it forced it. Yeah, force Windows update. Windows, stop it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Every time I come back to this PC, it's like, we restarted. Why?
Thank you, Alessandra. Hi, boss. I'll be late to work. Gotta reboot my car. Yeah, something like that. I would imagine it would take even longer to reboot a car because there's extra things on top of the computer it has to deal with.
I mean, I like some of the safety features cars have nowadays. Like, there've been a few times that
seatbelts?
My car, oh yeah, seatbelts, definitely
brakes.
Yeah. Don't need brakes.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really technically need a brake. If you hit something, it'll stop you.
Exactly.
See, remind me not to go driving in Ohio with you guys. Thank you.
Aww.
Sad driving is sad.
Nah.
Well, I mean, all those old town roads over in Colorado, yeah.
Hey, we've been improving our roads. Thank you very much.
Hey, can you like send some of that over this way? Because
no, we are our population has gone up so much since we passed marijuana years ago that we're struggling to keep up.
So the population's reached a new high level. Okay, got it.
Yep,
the population sure has reached a new high.
Sure did.
And you know, never mind. That joke was too easy. I'm gonna stop. There's the. I'm using
restraint. Remember, kids, meth. Not even once. Yeah.
We've also passed mushrooms lately, but that's a different story.
Badger. Mushroom, snake!
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that song was written by someone who took the wrong kind of mushroom.
Wasn't Alice in Wonderland written by somebody who was on something?
Yeah, Alice was the entire time.
Explains that giant caterpillar.
You don't even know what to say right now. Yeah.
No, okay. I was looking at what Alessandra just said about the self-driving car. And you're still responsible for the car's, you know, does.
I don't know if I've ever shared it, but we had a drunk driver right over our mailbox. And the comment to the officer that night that he told him was, "I ran over a rock," and we're like, and they looked for rocks around the area where they found them. We're like, didn't find any. The next morning when I called, they're like, "That correlates to the story we had. The rock that the guy ran over was in the middle of our yard."
Oh,
yeah. So he ran over a rock. Absolutely.
I was worried that you were going to say it was a body. So I'm glad it was a legit rock, just in a weird place.
Yeah, it was a legit rock.
That story got dark that quick.
That was no rock.
Yeah, and I almost ran into the framing for my bedroom, though. So I almost woke up on top of a car.
So he ran over Dwayne Johnson? That car would have stopped.
I'm not giving him a facepalm for that.
Darn it.
Hey, Draven, that joke rocked.
I got off to kind of a rocky start.
Yeah. I mean, that happens when you go into a joke fast and furious. All right, that's Vin Diesel. For our audio listeners, we're making Ellie drink a lot.
I just kicked back the rest of my drink.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say making her drink, but it just sounds bad.
The rum is now gone, so we should move on.
why is the rum gone?
It's in my belly. I'm not sorry about it.
Anyway. You know, speaking about sorry about things, I don't know.
Well, here, this next one is...
That's one way to segue.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Sigma and Overwatch, because that one is one that...
Well, I guess we can. So, yeah, we'll go back to Heroes in a second, because there's actually Heroes news, but Sigma, the next hero in Overwatch, was met with mixed reviews, but it has nothing to do with his gameplay. He doesn't wear shoes. So people are focusing on feet, which to me just screams internet culture.
I mean, if they're into feet, I mean, you can't really judge them.
Yeah.
No.
Honestly, I was not... This is the first I've heard about him not wearing shoes, so I'm actually watching the video again, because I don't remember him not wearing shoes.
Yeah. I don't...
I think where the issue is that comes with Sigma, and I get it, because Sigma's supposed to be someone like that was like locked away, had powers. So the designer put out on whatever like Dribbble or whatever site they used to show concept art, they wanted the Asylum look, and that's why they went with no shoes. So it was not the smartest decision, and it because like. The character itself being like locked away in a prison and like having like these powers, that has been a lot of things, but it's where they drew inspiration from. I can absolutely see where the issues were with it.
Yeah. Honestly, I would have just said, dude's crazy. He just doesn't wear shoes.
Yeah.
And left it at that. I saw the reasoning behind it, and then I saw the outrage, and I was just like, A, don't say that. B, calm down. It's a video game character. It doesn't represent you or anyone you know or anything like that. It's just there. It's a fictional character inside a fictional world. He's got fictional powers. But this one detail, oh my gosh, I'm going to focus on it. That's like when people were mad because they found out Soldier was gay, or bi at the very least. I don't know if
right.
Came out all the way. I was like, and?
Like, seriously, like, so what? We're getting a new character. It looks like it could be fun and interesting and unique. Who cares if he's wearing shoes or not or whatever? Like, why? I just don't understand why people are so upset about that. Like, you should be focused on the fact of it's a new character. You should be focused on, do you like the kit? Because, okay, throw shoes on him or whatever. And if you don't like the kit, guess what? You're not going to play it anyways. So why are we focused on that and upset about that? I don't understand.
I'm just waiting for the Twitch stream of someone looking straight down playing him just to stare at his feet. And they'd be like, oh yeah. And I'm going to be like, next channel.
Hey man, no kink shaming.
Hey, you can like whatever you like. I don't care. I'm just saying that's not for me.
Unless you're Dan Schneider. I draw the line. Dan Schneider was a creep and a...
Yeah, if you have a thing for him, I don't understand you.
But no, it's not that. It's he had a thing for kids on Nickelodeon, and That makes me angry. Him.
Well, that's a difference. That's the difference.
Okay. Yeah. The whole
okay.
Thing,
so
yeah.
That's actually harming
let's,
people.
Let's clarify. As long as it's legal and not harming yes. people,
exactly.
We don't care what you're into. That does not mean you have the right to go out and pursue it or anything like that. I mean, as long as it's not harming anyone and everyone involved is okay with it, whatever. But.
And I'm not wearing shoes right now.
Well, I'm not wearing shoes right now.
You guys don't shoes?
I avoid them whenever I can, really. I wear flip-flops for my wedding. I don't care about shoes.
You guys own shoes?
Yeah.
Quite a few pairs of shoes. I got two pairs of three pairs of dance shoes, walking shoes. I've got heels. Literally, I've got dance heels.
You know what's funny, Fraz, is I'm pretty sure you're better at heels than I am.
I don't
just putting it out there.
And I hate heels. I mean, it's like
so does everyone who wears them.
Except the women who wear them all the time. I'm
pretty sure they hate them too.
And I don't know why they were invented, because it's like...
I know why they were invented, but it's a very... We'll just say it's a sexist answer and leave it at that.
Because like in Latin dancing, men have to wear heels because of like of the dance. Like get the foot to go the right way in rumba and stuff like that.
Oh, I thought it was just because they wanted to look taller.
Actually, yeah, supposedly heels were originally invented for Frenchmen.
That really doesn't surprise me.
Napoleon, and then eventually got adopted for, you know, women and for other purposes to make other things look good and be taller.
Note to self, make no comment here.
And apparently now, Frasley, chat is picturing you in fishnets and a blonde wig.
How did Kappa get those pictures? And how did you know that I am
Miss Atlanta? I told you not to put them on the internet, Frasley.
Ah, that's why. Because I got the email that somebody logged into my iCloud account. Okay, that explains it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Frasley's iCloud account, not even a little bit.
I mean, it is a tease, a mind tease, and Heroes had a
tease.
Well,
I don't know if you're using the word tease there properly.
Okay.
there's possibly a new hero coming semi-soon-ish. They put up a tease. It was basically a close-up of what looked like a necklace. Or maybe it was...
Yes, yes.
Maybe it was a toe ring or something. Who knows?
No, there's definite cleavage in that shot.
That could just be in between the toes.
I guess.
Okay. Now I see the skin. Okay. Yeah.
Do we have predictions on who it is?
A lot of people are saying Onyxia. Except for the people who have cosplayed as human version Onyxia, and they're like, no, this isn't Onyxia because it looks nothing like it.
Frasley, do you have a guess before I tell my guess?
I mean, I'm looking at it. It would be, does Jaina, because Jaina has a necklace, doesn't she?
Jaina's already in the game, too.
Oh.
She even has the only skin I will use for Jaina, which is the Dreadlord skin.
I obviously have not played Heroes enough. Yes, Ali, what's your prediction?
I mean, so Wicked in chat is pointing out that some people are saying a new Nexus hero. It's possible. Like, I know some people are pointing out the... instead of being the Raven Lord, the Raven Lady. Which is possible. I'm actually wondering if it's Queen Ashara? I feel like it's really early to be putting her in Heroes, however, but... Maybe they're just going to ride the wave of 8-2 and put her in Heroes 2 also. And that's what I'm kind of thinking.
And I got to applaud you on that pun.
That was not an intentional pun. I think there are certain friends of mine who are rubbing off on me.
Absolutely. The Queen of Shara is... I can see that. I can see this.
I don't think it's a Shara, but...
I don't think it's the actual, like, Naga form of Ashara. I think it's the original Night Elf form. Yeah, she'll probably have some Naga skins if it is her, but... And like I said, I think it's too early to have her in the game, but that's still my prediction. I'm going with that.
She'll have some Naga skins? Will she shed them? Because Naga maybe. Look like snakes.
Maybe. I don't know if Nagas actually shed their skins, though. I see what you're saying, but I don't think they do.
Yeah.
Terrible. So we never heard about that anywhere. Ever.
Okay, this just then. I had one of our sources go to Ashara, ask him about any comment, and Ashara didn't say anything. They just waved.
Really? Because my raid team was asking Ashara all these things, but then they got rude and she killed them all.
That sounds about right.
Repeatedly. Because they thought it was funny. So they'd rez and like fart at her and rude gestures and all that, and she just like dead.
Oh, I can't wait to do that in LFR.
So if let's just ride the speculation for a second. If it is Ashara, do you think she'd have a couple of like old god abilities?
Ooh.
Or would it be purely more Night Elf, Ashara, Naga type abilities?
It depends on what version they give us. If it starts off as the Naga version, then yeah, we might see a couple like old god-y type of abilities.
Maybe it starts off with the Night Elf version, but maybe there is a Naga legendary skin, and that legendary comes with old god-y type.
Or thing. Just
that do the same. Let's say do the same abilities, but like looks old god-y.
I would think if they were going to do something like that, that'd be possible. That'd probably be more likely than what I'm thinking. Which is just level 10, boom, you're a Naga.
Oh.
Like as soon as you pick your, like you can pick your ultimate and one is Old God Blessing. And it just transforms you and gives you more HP and more damage. It has no like actual R ability. It's just, you just do everything better.
That could be. And maybe when you cast certain spells, you do like momentarily look like a Naga or something.
Well, no, if you pick that ability, you just turn into that.
You just turn into it.
Yeah, it's
I can...
a permanent skin change.
I think they can do that.
I know they
can do it.
I know they can do it because we already see it with Alexstrasza with the turn into a dragon.
Alexstrasza, you got Gen Greymane who switches. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they can do it. That'd be really interesting.
And she'd be a fun one to have with the interactions back and forth with others. Like, say, her versus Jaina or Sylvanas, even.
Yes. I like this.
It would be, like, they'd be making fun of what happened with their city, but it would be pretty cool if at some point the ultimate is, like, just a bunch of waves come crashing down on the person. I mean, I can see that being pretty, like, your enemies that you just...
Yeah, that could be her other ultimate. Just wave crash, and it just covers the entire map in water.
Yeah.
Everyone not in the base dies, but it has, like, a 7-second cast time or something.
Ooh.
That'd be a little OP, though, I think.
Well, whatever, however long it takes to hearth back, it would have to be a little bit longer than that.
Okay.
And then you'd have to have like the warning on the map saying Ashara is casting said ability, you might want to get safe.
Yeah. Get out of the way.
Yeah.
Of course then I'm seeing, you remember those old WTF moments for Heroes videos? Where they where they have like the goofy how did this even happen? And you're gonna get that one song. Move, get out the way.
Yeah, I can see that.
I was thinking like, everybody out of the water, out of the pool.
Yeah, I want to do that too. Yeah, I'll probably do both. But I don't know who it is. I honestly haven't been keeping up with Heroes. Like, I played it once 2 weeks ago, and that was the first time since December. So
now. someone saying Orphea's mother. It's one of the top posts on the thing.
Yeah, that'd be the Raven Lady. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, like, everyone's been asking for the Raven Lord, and so people are wondering if this is the Raven Lady instead. Which, therefore, of course, people are upset about because they want the Raven Lord. So,
well, I mean,
just who knows?
Give her a transgender skin, good to go. A gender swap skin. No, it's the Raven Lord. You can all shut up.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Maybe it's Deathwing.
That would be interesting, Deathwing. I know everyone's waiting for Deathwing in the game, so I actually, like, when I heard there was a hero tease, I expected it to be Deathwing, and then I saw the cleavage. And if that is man boobs, that is some intense man boobs.
Hey, I used to have... Never mind.
As both, I just wanted to point out, for anyone not in chat, both gentlemen just looked down. Just saying.
Yeah.
And Frosty's groping himself, so there's that.
Chad's used to that at this point.
Yes, but our audio listeners are missing that, so.
Yeah, so that was Heroes. We did some Sigma and Feet Gate. So that just leaves WoW. Not a whole lot of stuff that can really be talked about, other than, oh, spoilers or today in WoW. Because by the time you listen to it, today in WoW is already outdated.
True.
So, yes. We only got a couple things. First up is the change to tank threat, which will vary depending on how many levels of your necklace you got. The more levels, the more threat you do per one damage. So, if your tank is having issues keeping threat off of you, tell them to go level up their neck. Because that'll increase their threat. And also, the tank, if you're told, go level up your neck, say you are working on it, also wait longer before DPSing and you won't pull.
Yes, that is also true. Some people don't quite know that yet.
Yeah. Like, say, if, I don't know, a hunter hits everything first, the boss is going to target the hunter. Unless he's smart enough to use Misdirect, which... honestly, it's a hunter, so probably not.
All I'm thinking of is Yo Mama jokes with taunts. Don't know why.
That's how Frazzly tanks.
Yeah, and that's why I'm not a good tank. I tell the boss, Yo Mama is so stupid that she thought a library book was... And I just lost it. See?
Oh, you tried so hard too.
I'm not kidding.
I believed in you. I thought you had it.
No. If you're gonna do that, one, you got to make a bunch of macros for it, and then you just do bad puns as your taunt. Like it'll like cast whatever your taunt ability is, but then also slash yell, and be like, "Why did the scarecrow get a job promotion? Because he was." Outstanding in his field. Oh. And you just literally just type in bad puns into Google and you just copy them into different macros for your taunt ability and you just make a bunch of them and then you just rotate them every couple minutes or every hour or however often you want. Guaranteed crowd pleaser.
Don't tell Frazzly these things, man.
And unless you're in raid with Allie, and then she's just going to look at you like, why?
Well, I mean, one thing is you don't want to interrupt someone working intently on a puzzle. Chances are you'll hear some crosswords.
So for those of you who don't know, I have been in Allie's actual raid group, not the rubber chicken one. I've been in that one too, but I've been in her raid group, and someone other than me started doing bad puns. So I started doing bad puns, and we were told to stop.
There was a lot. So not only like it was a Draven, but it was also my husband and the Warlock, who I've known since like 2009, whatever. He's a good friend. I don't care. There was way too many. And people weren't focusing, and it was getting bad. And I was going insane and didn't want to heal anyone anymore. Oh, and I am guild leader.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as a healer, it's your choice to or not to heal people.
I've let a couple guildies die. I'm not going to lie. I have done that before.
Yeah, I noticed that I got some heals when they didn't. So I was like, yay.
Well, you were also the guest. I had to take care of
well,
you.
Well, I mean, yeah. Also, I was one of the higher on the DPS list, so it made sense to heal me over one of the lower end ones.
That is also very true.
Yeah. Yeah, bad puns. It's how I roll.
Yep, that's how I rolled too, buddy.
Speaking of rolling, let me... And they've apparently called for the night method, did not get world first just yet, so that means that my thing is right, yay! Race to world first! We have a bunch of different guilds, at least six that I'm aware of, working on Ashara. No one has killed her.
We've gotten to phase four, right?
We've gotten to, I imagine, phase four. I know Marvel has.
Right. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
That was a marvelous pun.
Yeah. Right now she's thinking, why did I agree to be here? I know what this
and
is.
And I'm on his show next week, so I just get more of this later.
Excellent.
But no, Method is so far has the best pull so far out of everybody. They got Ashara down to 5.1%.
Ooh. So close.
So close, yeah. But...
Oh, that hurts.
They're worried that there might be a secret phase. So... If there...
That's what everyone's been predicting. Like, do we actually have any clues or hints that say there is going to be...
Nope.
...a secret phase? Or is that what just people are predicting?
Because of the hype around... It is Queen Ashara. Everyone thinks there might be a secret phase because there's like one boss, or there's like one end raid boss every couple has one, and the last few haven't. So they're like, maybe Ashara is the one who has it. It would make sense because it's Queen Ashara. She's been hyped for how long?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So everyone's worried that there's a secret phase. And so far, no one has seen it. We don't know if it's even there, but as of now, Method is currently quote-unquote winning, even though they are in second because they were the second raid team to get to Ashara, but they're the closest.
Was Limit first?
Limit got there first.
Yeah.
And then Method struggled for nearly half a day trying to get the boss down.
I've been rooting for someone in the raid team to pick up pieces because right now they're at fourth place. They were at third place at one point.
I want Reese's to pick up pieces because that would just be perfect. I'm not a fan of peanut butter, but that would just be too perfect.
No, I want Reese's pieces in my mouth.
There really needs to... This is going to sound way worse than it's meant, but there needs to be someone named Reese's in Pieces Guild.
Yes.
But it sounds worse given the previous comment that was just said.
Well, I ate a Reese's Pieces shake today at Steak and Shake.
Ooh, how was it?
It was really good. Oh, nice. Steak and Shake. They are superb. And if you're ever on Christmas Day and you need food, Steak and Shake's always open.
Hmm. Yes, and for anyone who has been paying attention, Method is doing their charity stream for World First. Alessandra, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought they're donating everything that they got in. Because I know they're up to $50,000+, which is like triple their original goal.
The last I heard was 40K, but that was before they reached 40K. So I don't know if it's changed since then. I haven't seen.
As far as I know, that was their third goal, and they just anything after that was just bonus going to. They just didn't want to set a new goal, and then they did set it at 50, and then they blew past it. So I think it's everything, but either way, even if it's just 40 out of the 50, that other 10K is going to go to paying back their immense debt that they've accumulated for World First. Buying tokens and selling them for gold. And here's the 100 million we borrowed from you back. Thank you. Because that they've put in 300 and some odd pulls on Ashara herself. And less than 10 of them have been under 20% pulls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a fight I want to see on Mythic anytime soon. Like, I'll go back. I'll probably see it when I can solo it. If it's even soloable. Because there are just some fights that kind of can't because of mechanics. But, all right. Anyway, who are you guys rooting for, first off? Well, let's just say between Limit and Method, because those are the two primary contenders.
I like that Method is donating monies. So because of that, I'm going for them. Having said that, I would like to see, you know, them change it up and have it be, you know, Limit maybe. I just like that the person who did the group that did Heroic Ashara first was Strawberry Puppy Kisses. Yes. And I wish they were a Mythic rating team because I would love for them to get it.
How about you, Fraz? Who out of those two, who are you rooting for?
Overall? Yeah, I'm rooting for Method. One, because I know a few people on Method, like I think like Method Gats. I mean, there's a few people on Twitter that I follow, and hearing about the fact that they are donating to charity.
Yeah, I'm it's hard to deny that.
Yeah, I think the real winner, and this is gonna sound cheesy, but the rich reward first, the real winner is everybody, because with the two streams, there is so much coverage, so much. So everybody who's been loving following this is getting an amazing thing to be able to see multiple perspectives. So yeah, so we win.
Mm-hmm. Except Red Bull.
Except Red Bull. So yeah. Speaking of that, so Red Bull sponsored Limit and Pieces and stuff like that for them. The personal streams of the raiders in those guilds have more views than the Red Bull stream.
Wow.
So, I don't think Red Bull understood what they had when they had Method.
Nope.
And they were just like, no, we want money. And Method was like, no.
Well, I think they probably underestimated the community in general, mm-hmm. and how much the community actually values community.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't care that it was Red Bull. We'll whoever Method is teamed up with this time, I don't even know. Take TV or something like that. I don't even know who it is, to be honest, but it's on the Method stream. And they're throwing the sponsor's name out every so often. And then other sponsors' names. It's just Red Bull didn't understand what was going on. They were just like, oh, we could make money off of this. No. Okay, take TV. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Alexander. I knew you'd know. You know all.
I keep thinking Tech TV or Tiki Bar TV.
That's a completely different place.
Yes.
Yeah. But in terms of me, I have to go with Method just because of the charity thing. That being said, I would like to see Limit win, only because they're in the U.S. and we haven't had a U.S. world first in like ever.
And we get it first on the realms.
We have first crack at it, and we get like three or four bosses in, and then Europe shows up and like, how many did you get? Four? Hold my energy drink.
That's good, especially because Red Bull's sponsoring the U.S.
Yeah, well, they're yeah, but that was a double. I realize I didn't mean it for that when I first said it, but I yeah.
Maybe they needed 5-hour energy.
Over at Red Bull Studios? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway. Maybe by next week, hopefully, we'll have, or maybe even by tomorrow. Method seems to think they're pretty close. They stayed up late.
5.1 is, that had to hurt. That had to hurt. They're close. I mean,
at that point, you get used to gradually getting closer, and that was like a major jump. Yeah. From what I was watching, because I saw the Method stream on earlier, they seem to think they're close. As long as there's not a secret phase, they think they could have got it tonight, but people started getting tired and making mistakes, so they called it earlier than they wanted to.
Okay. I need to repeat some comments from chat, because this is great.
No, you don't.
We can do that for post-show. I understand. I know which ones you're looking at.
Okay.
We've already had enough facepalm moments that I have avoided in this show.
But there's no facepalms yet.
We don't need Jin from Morally Gray Podcast helping with that. He can stop.
Okay. So, have no fear, Jin is here.
Well, I mean, depending on what class he plays, you might have fear.
He plays a warrior.
He wouldn't fear. He might get feared.
Oh, man. Anyway. His podcast has fear.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, it's morally gray. What do you expect? It's like chaotic neutral.
Right up your alley.
Yeah. Like every single one of my characters except one is chaotic neutral. And I've sent Allie. I got bored really late one.
He got really bored.
I got bored. I made like 30,
something like that. Yeah,
somewhere around 30 D&D characters. I didn't fill in all the stats and backstories yet, but they're made like race class combinations.
Nice.
My little dwarf bard is looking at that, and her brain exploded. It was a lot.
My personal favorite out of the new ones that I made was the Warforged, which is basically a robot barbarian who basically, and I already have his backstory, I just need to find a character to pawn him off onto. He gets gifted to somebody for some reason, and he just defends that person, and he does not rage unless she's attacked. And then he's like battle mode on, eyes go red, and things die.
Destruction.
Less echo, maybe.
A Warforged wizard. A wizard that comes with armor built in.
Nice.
Oh, man, I'm having too many ideas. Stop it.
That's not like Magic in the Making.
No, Magic in the Making would be a turtle wizard, because you start with AC 17, which is really high. Especially for a wizard.
Yeah, that is high for a wizard.
Be like, I might be a wizard, but screw you. You can't hit me anyway.
Yeah, I don't know AC 17. I mean, I know NC 17, but not AC 17.
Armor class.
Armor class.
Yeah,
okay.
You have to roll a 17 or higher to hit them. But wizards have a thing called shield, which gives you a +5 to that. So screw you and your rolls. Note to self, stop making up new characters. You have enough already. And on that note, we should probably do the thing, because it's getting late and I know other people have other things to do. Like me, I have to go back to watching some dogs, because that's what I'm supposed to be doing now. And instead, I put them in their little kennels and tell them to take a nap.
They're fine.
Yeah.
No, but...
And I'll go back to crushing my...
Yeah, they probably have a need to use the restroom soon, is what I'm saying.
Ah, got it, yeah.
They're little, they have to go every so often. And yeah, I know, Alessander. BlizzCon band, I don't know at this point. It'll be someone who sucks. It'll be probably another DJ. and then the one that they don't think will be popular but will be again. They're going to do, I think they'll do the 3 again because it worked out.
Okay, prediction. Imagine Dragons.
If they did that, though, I think it would just be them. I don't know if it'd be 3 acts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah.
Yeah, the reason they had the other two is because they were like, yeah, I don't think Train's going to do enough. So let's have 2 more people.
Ooh.
Ooh. And Cap was saying Foo Fighters.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't really looked because I know I can't go, so. Like, I literally would have had to have won tickets. Anyway. Shoutouts and contact info, all that fun stuff. As the special guest of the night, Allie, you get to go first.
You can find me on Twitter at AllieAndersK. You can find my show, Dungeon Fables, at Allie... no, not AllieAndersK. I mean, I tweet about it there, but you can find it at Dungeon Fables or dungeonfables.com. And you can also hear me every week on All Things Azeroth.
Okay. Do you have any shout-outs?
Am I allowed to go cheesy?
I can't really stop you. I mean, I could mute you, but...
Okay, so my shout-out is going to be to Draven. Draven, like... So these two guys here, Draven Frasley, were like some of the earliest guys to have me on their show. And I can Deadpool you too. I've got Deadpool right here. With a gun. Anyways, Draven's was the first show. His was the first show that I was on webcam for. And I was insanely nervous and kind of had a little minor panic attack and got sick, and I almost chickened out because being on webcam for me is a whole different can of worms. But he was incredibly supportive and nice and friendly, and I appreciate all of his support and care and showing me that he also has a Deadpool Funko, but it's squishy.
He squishes.
And he's muted and he doesn't realize it, which is really funny. Just to add to the epic fail.
Can you not hear me? Oh, they can't hear me.
I'm going to wait a minute to see if he realizes he's muted. Waiting.
Hello?
Waiting.
Okay.
Can he hear us is the question. Okay, he can hear us. We got a buzz. Say things. Nope, you're broken, sir. While he's fixing his stuff on, you know, one of the potentially last episodes of Epic Fail, it makes sense that this is happening. Yeah, my shout out is to Draven for just being so supportive and awesome and a good friend. And it's definitely a show that's going to be missed, and I hope it comes back.
I absolutely echo the words that you say, because Epic Fail Podcast 199 is a huge accomplishment. Draven's an awesome person. I know he's about to say that I'm crazy, but Draven is awesome. Draven does so much for the community. Yeah, it was buzzing for a second, so I was just riding the buzz.
I'm going to bite my tongue since, while this may not be the most PG of shows, it's still fairly PG, and I'm just going to respect that and keep talking, Fraz.
Well, in the end, just driving, again, I hope all the life stuff gets good again, because we don't want the world will be an epic fail without the Epic Fail Podcast.
And I want to add this in because she's in chat. Wicked is sharing in chat that Draven let her have her first shot at podcasting, and she will always be grateful. And that was a great show.
Absolutely.
They can't hear
me. Still can't hear you, Draven.
I need to restart my Discord. I will be right back.
Exactly. You just announced that next week you'll be back again? Absolutely.
For episode 200. By the way, I tried so hard to get him to do episode 200. I worked hard, and like when he was talking to me about it, like I tried to even respect his face and time to think about doing this decision. And then when he, you know, was kind of leaning towards, you know, ending, like I was like, can you at least end on 200? Like, wrap it up. Closure. Yeah. Your fans want closure. As a supporter of your show, I want closure. And he's like, no, I'm just gonna troll everyone and do 199. It's just, you know, and that it makes sense. You know, it's how he rolls.
But what if he's trolling us and then on 200 he comes back, all of a sudden you get a alert at 950 and he has multiple guests, and actually this wasn't the 200, and 200 next week.
I mean, 200 would be an epic comeback, so I do get that.
Yeah.
So what's fun is that we can keep saying really nice things about him.
Yeah.
Or we can like give him a second to see if he needs to restart Discord to actually finish out the show properly.
Wow. Allie, Frasley, you guys look different.
Yeah, I'm working on my next dungeon. It's gonna be awesome. I cannot wait to put out the awesome show, so it's gonna be great. And then Monday night with All Things Azeroth, I'm excited to talk with Toasty and Fandev. It'll be an awesome episode. And Frasley, what do you have up for Thursday?
Well, on Thursday I'm gonna have Medros and Toasty and this chick named Allie on my show.
Oh yeah, I'll be on that one. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to be on the episode, so cannot wait. It's going to be, I think you said it's going to be All Things Numbercon?
Yes, apparently. Apparently I need to go buy more rum.
Absolutely. Or I'd be buying the rum because I'm Allie and you're...
Yeah, that. Yeah, switch that around. Anyways, let's let Jerry even talk now. He should say things.
Things. Success. Getting hold of me at Draven Dresden over on Twitter, easiest. In terms of shout outs, I had a list and it got eaten when my Windows restarted earlier.
Oh, 1 second, let me.
It got eated.
Isn't that the.
Well, no, not that.
No, not that list. I had an actual list of people. No, that I have.
Okay.
No, I had a list of people I was going to say thank you to. For this week, I will give a thank you shout out to both of you for agreeing to put up with me at least one last time. And then... I will give a shout out to whatever the dog is barking at.
Slenderman.
Yeah, maybe.
Come full circle.
He leaves me alone. I don't understand. But all the hosts from past and present, I will give a shout out to them. Slenderman can have a shout out, I guess, just because. And honestly, anyone who's in the chat room who's been like, don't go, we love you, you know, I don't understand your thought process there, but thank you. Yeah. And thank you, chat room, for that, because they wouldn't be the first and they won't be the last. People have been trying that for decades. Possibly centuries at this point.
Are you the doctor?
No.
Oh.
I do have a TARDIS.
And you've got multiple hearts. Because
I keep them in jars in my closet.
There you go.
I do have a TARDIS.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's an alarm clock.
That's alarming.
Sometimes. Can I make it talk?
Nice.
Will it keep going? No, okay, good. Anyway. I did have...
Exterminate the doctor. Exterminate.
I can beat you with one word. Stairs. Then they made them fly.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have to mention music at the beginning of the show is from bensound.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. AKA, give them credit, you can use your stuff. Yay. So, normally I would ask one of you guys for last words, but since this is the last show, at least for now, I had some last words, and I actually put a little bit of thought into them. And I kind of reading and not reading at the same time. Improv. So, for anyone who has watched, listened, just shown up in chat to goof off, anyone who has been a co-host, a guest, a repeat guest, and anyone who is subbed to the channel, anyone who has gone over to Patreon for whatever reason, I still don't understand either one of those last two. Like, why would you do that to yourself? I'm going to help be responsible for this train wreck. I just wanted to say thank you, guys. It has meant a lot. It means a lot. And I still don't understand, but thank you. It really didn't hit me until literally the pre-show music. The ending thing. But we had some nice fails of the night. So that made me feel a little better. Like right off the bat, 198 instead of 199 on the title art. So I'm going to have to fix that, at least for the thumbnails. And then I'll leave it for the actual shows. But so yeah, I just want to say thank you all. I don't know that this is permanent. Right now I'm just saying temporary, just for a while. When, if, I don't know. Will we still call it Epic Fail? I don't know. I might come up with a new name. I might decide to grab Frazzly's ear and be like, hey, you're my co-host next time. We'll figure out a date. Maybe I'll do the same for Allie, but she'll say, no, I can't. I'm already busy enough.
You don't know that.
I know what your schedule is. I've been trying to get you on and off the show for... Like, I had to ask you, like, what, a month and a half in advance? Not really. It was about a month.
Roughly, yeah.
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 You're like, I can probably set aside this date here. I'm like, okay, we can do that. I could do the next one, too, if you go to 200. We'll see. And, yeah, so I just wanted to say thank you. And... Yeah, I guess that's it.